1320 WILS. Great to have you here. So the Senate Judiciary Committee now looking into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. But a new book says that Hillary Clinton's problems go way beyond what the Russians may have been doing. The new book is Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Journalists Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, the authors, and they're here with us on WILS. Great to have you both here.
Thank you for having us on.
Yeah. I want to ask you first about this news that the Hillary camp is now doing this intensive investigation into their campaign staffers, trying to figure out who the leaks were, who your sources were. Do you think they'll be able to figure that out?
I certainly hope not. I mean, obviously, as a journalist, you try to protect your sources so that they feel comfortable. I take the news that they are trying to ferret out those sources is something that's not terribly surprising, and a good indication that we were right about what we wrote.
Yeah, the report is that only somebody from the inner circle could have given you the details that you have in the book. The book is Shattered. Is that accurate?
We talked to people at the highest levels and on down, and we feel good about our reporting and we stand by it.
Yeah, tell me this. Why did they want to talk to you? Why did they want this book out there?
Well, I think you have to go back to the beginning. I mean, we started reporting on this really, almost 5 years ago. We wrote a first book about Hillary Clinton and her time at the State Department and how she was setting up to run for president. And we started working on this book in late 2014, the second book, Shattered. We were talking to them throughout the campaign period. So I think for a lot of them, they thought this was a victory and that the stories they were going to tell us were going to go down as part of the history of Hillary Clinton's run for the presidency that ended up with her in the Oval Office. And, truth be told, I think it is our firm conviction that if you read through this story, it really is just deep reporting mostly. And there are good moments and bad moments for Secretary Clinton. Obviously, the heartbreaking moment, from where we take the title Shattered as election night, and we've got this really intense TikTok of that. But mostly this is just a book that we were reporting all the way through. And so, the motive to speak to us is one, you sort of have to consider where they were before they knew they had lost. And while some people talked to us after election night, a lot of people were talking to us before.
Interesting. In general, the sources you talked to, did they like her? Did they think she would have made a great president?
I think for the most part, I mean, they like her and respect her, but I think the problem, they were really clear about the problems that had emerged on the campaign, and basically that's how our reporting started, because people were actually concerned about some elements of the campaign, including message.
What was the biggest problem, would you say, with the campaign?
I think the biggest problem with the campaign is that the candidate herself was never able to clearly articulate for voters why it was that she wanted to be president and what she would do with that awesome power once she got it.
Was it clear to your sources why she did want to be president?
No. For some of them, I think they believed that she had a real reason. I mean, I think they all thought that she believed she was competent at governing, and I think that they also believed that. I think everybody we talked to would have preferred for her to be president than Donald Trump in terms of everybody inside her campaign that we talked to. But they were able to identify these flaws, like this lack of message. One of our sources, as we report in the book, said I would have had a reason for running or I wouldn't have run. Indicating that this source thought that she really didn't have that reason for running. The primary motivator where she sees something that the American public needs that only she can deliver.
Jonathan Allen with us. Amy Parnes, the brand new book Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. This is 1320 WILS. Who did Hillary Clinton really blame then for her loss?
Well, I think she's been clear lately about blaming Russia, blaming James Comey, the FBI director, and even the press. The days after the election, her communications director and her chairman of her campaign, they were pretty clear about the targets that they felt like even the press was to blame.
Really? Now, how did they feel before the loss? What was the real relationship between the campaign and the press?
I mean, it's always, they've never had a particularly good relationship with the press in all the years that Hillary Clinton has been a public servant. And so I think that it remained the same. I think they tried to change it up a little bit and tried to be a little more open with the press, but before the campaign started. But I think during the campaign, what you saw is they didn't put her out for an interview at all. Mm-hmm. During the email controversy, and finally it resulted in, you know, for months reporters were kind of talking about what was happening without comment from her.
And whose idea was that to keep her away from the press during that time?
Well, her communications director Jennifer Palmieri and others on the campaign made those decisions, but they were in line with what Hillary Clinton wanted. I mean, it is never her desire to be interacting with the press. It's not like she wakes up in the morning and thinks to herself, God, I'd really like to be on a Sunday show this weekend. Let's call it Meet the Press and see if we can get me on. I mean, it's just not the way that she deals with the world. She is fairly disdainful of the media.
Is it just because of the reporting on her? Is that her problem with the media?
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. She's been in the public eye for so long, and she's seen so many negative things written about her. I think that's made her build up her guard, which to some degree is natural. When you feel like you're being attacked a lot, you know, most people don't want to go back to the same place where they're getting hit.
Jonathan Allen with us, Amy Parnes. The book is shattered. Did anyone in the campaign have a sense that things may end up going wrong?
You know, they put out a memo early on. An outside advisor of Hillary's did that to kind of flag that Donald Trump could be president. The source wrote, "Fact: Donald Trump can, in fact, become the 45th president of the United States." But I think that was largely ignored. And I think they felt, you know, while they were cautious of President Trump, and I think they always sort of they thought they had it, you know, and up until the final moments of election night, I think they were pretty convinced that they were going to win.
What was the emotional reaction, her reaction, when she realized that she had lost the election?
It's really incredible. You know, we talked to a lot of people who were with her that evening. You know, at first it was very stoic, and she would receive information from Robbie Mook, her campaign manager, about which states were going poorly, mainly because that's what she was, because that's what was happening. And she would just say, okay, 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 and take in the information. And then as the night went on, there's this sort of emotional evolution where she realizes that she's lost the presidency to Trump, but there's still some debate within her ranks, within her team, about whether to concede or whether it's possible that some of these states might flip, that new votes might be found, or there might be a recount. And then ultimately she finds herself in the position of congratulating Donald Trump, which she never thought she would do, mm-hmm. and even saying to President Obama when he called to you know, his consolation call from the president to the losing, losing party's nominee. You know, she didn't want to talk to President Obama. She sort of winced when the phone was handed to her. And then she picked up the phone finally, and, you know, all of this sort of came crashing on her at once. And she said, "Mr. President, I'm sorry."
Was there any crying, any yelling, anything like that?
Not that we uncovered in this book. No. And we talked to a lot of people in the room, and they describe her as being very stoic that night.
I mean, there have been other books that say she had an anger problem and she'd explode in rage sometimes. Is that talked about by your sources at all?
There are some points in the book that we detail where she had some pretty tense confrontations with her aides over the course of the campaign.
Night.
But on election night itself, we did not pick up any of that.
Hmm. Jonathan Allen, Amy Parnes, the book is shattered. Uma Abedin, I should note, too, that some speculate that Uma Abedin herself cooperated with your book. Do you care to comment on that?
No.
The
sorry, I don't have a longer answer. We don't talk about our sources.
That's right to the point. How did Hillary react to the emails coming up again and the Anthony Weiner connection? What happened at that point?
So I think, I think she went up. She basically had a conversation with the other senior aides on the campaign and basically asked what she should do, if she should leave the campaign, and they asked her to. Mm-hmm. So she was sidelined for a few days at the very end there. And I think it's because they obviously didn't want that narrative out there. They didn't want one of her closest aides to be seen at her side before.
And Uma, of course, was sharing the computer with Anthony. That's why the emails were an issue there. And what was Hillary upset with Uma for putting her in that position?
I think it was like a larger. It's unclear if Secretary Clinton was the one who asked her to ultimately leave, but definitely senior aides on the campaign felt like it was problematic, and that's why they asked her to step aside for a few days.
Bill and Hillary, how have they been since the election?
Well, she's been very sort of a mix of angry and sad. She still blames, as Amy was saying, Jim Comey and the KGB and the folks that she had described as deplorables during the campaign season, and the media, and one of our sources said she's just not reflective at all. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the sort of sad aspect to it where she's been trying to process her grief, as her friends told us. And as far as President Clinton goes, Amy did some great reporting for her home newspaper, The Hill, that Bill Clinton is privately telling Democrats that they need to make sure that they're not leaning toward Bernie Sanders as a leader of the future.
Hmm. What did Hillary think of Bernie, by the way? I mean, how did she view him during the primary?
She didn't really see him coming until it was pretty late in. I think right before the Iowa caucus in December of 2015, they started to worry a bit because they saw Bernie creeping up in the polls, and he was right on their tail. That became problematic, and so Secretary Clinton was basically, she lit up Robbie Mook's phone that holiday season and was really concerned about it. They end up obviously winning Iowa. He beats them badly in New Hampshire, and it kind of becomes a problem because they are associating his win with what President Obama did in 2008, someone that they never saw coming. Mm-hmm. Around that same time, she's having a really frank conversation with a longtime confidant, Mignon Moore, aboard an airplane where Secretary Clinton essentially says, I don't understand what's happening in the country. I can't wrap my arms around it. She's obviously talking about the rise of populism, but she doesn't really quite understand how why she isn't connecting. And so that speaks to a lot of the problems on the campaign, I think.
Was there anyone there that could really speak frankly to her and tell her, look, this is why things aren't working, this is why you're not, people aren't connecting to you emotionally in any way?
No, this was a huge problem for her, that people didn't feel that they could tell her what was going wrong or why it was going wrong. And in fact, there are many times where she's frustrated with her aides. If you go through the book, there's examples. She's frustrated with them. She's frustrated with what she's seeing, her inability to break through, and there isn't a lot of truth telling going on. I think people thought that it was likely. People on her campaign thought it was likely she was going to be the next president of the United States, and antagonizing her did not seem like a good idea if they wanted to continue in her good graces.
Did she have a habit of cutting people out once they upset her in some way? Or?
Absolutely
really.
Did not. That's funny. Go ahead.
Well, Amy, it sounds like you guys were giving two different answers there.
Yeah, we were giving two different answers. Go ahead, Amy.
No, I think that one problem in Clinton world is that they never really disconnect, or they have a problem completely severing someone, and that we saw that time and again in various situations, including during this campaign cycle, where she felt like there were various people who weren't doing their jobs well, but instead of ultimately canning them, she, you know, moved things around and shuffled the decks a little bit to elevate some and demote some.
Okay, Jonathan, give me your
take. And yet, if I could just follow on what Amy was saying, what Amy said is absolutely true. That she doesn't sever ties with people. She doesn't cut them off. She has huge problems with that. And yet, at the same time, the question of proximity to her is an important one, and people do get relegated to the sidelines and or brought closer into the inner circle, as we saw in the book. So that's why we started to give different answers. The truth is people were afraid that they would be pushed to the sidelines, and the truth is that they never get totally cast out of Clinton world.
Who was the real gatekeeper then to get to Hillary?
Huma Abedin, for sure.
She was, okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain why they were, was it clearly why they were so close?
I mean, she's really, she sees her as a second daughter. This is someone who has worked for her since her days as first lady. She really trusts her and feels, obviously, a very close connection with her. And I think Huma is someone who has kind of this memory of this really just long memory of the good and bad and people who have done right by Secretary Clinton and people who haven't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she knows the full story. And so I think Secretary Clinton, the reason why she wanted to have her on the road was because she's kind of like a Rolodex and an encyclopedia for Clinton world. And she knows that world better than anyone else.
I need to ask you, too, about her feelings about President Trump, now President Trump. But during the campaign, how would she talk about him privately with her aides?
I don't think it was a lot different than how she talked about him publicly. I think she was disdainful of his approach to politics and upset with the way that she believed he was being divisive in the country. And, you know, I mean, I don't think she pulled many punches in public. I don't think, and there wasn't anything privately going on that was different than that.
Did she ever express any doubts herself to her staff that, I'm not sure if I'll win? Was there any hesitation?
I think she was bearish at times, but right before the election, she was certain she was going to win. She kept telling people, you know, she was talking about governance as we report in the book. She was having conversations about what it was going to be like when she was president. And how she was going to try to deal with bringing the country together. This was somebody who was very confident that she was going to win on election night until that dream got shattered.
You agree with that, Amy, then?
Yeah, I do. I do. She was definitely confident that she would win, and I think that's why election night was so devastating and why she never really expected to say congratulations, Donald. And I think when she had to apologize to President Obama for not winning, that was a really weighty moment for her.
Do we know what he said back to her, what President Obama said?
We don't.
We don't. Did he say like it's okay?
We don't have a big readout of that conversation.
Yeah. It's probably pretty short. I need one last question. Jonathan Allen, Amy Parnes, the book is Shattered, brand new book, Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. Will we see Hillary Clinton back in politics at some point?
I don't think so. She basically said, and we report this in the book, that night on election night, she was saying, this is my last race. I'm going to leave this to someone else to kind of move the ball forward. And I think I believe her. I don't expect her to run for mayor of New York or anything else. I think she wants to do something different than what she's done in the past. And I think she's going to, we've already reported that she's not going to be a part of the foundation that carries her name. I think she's taking her time to decide what suits her best.
Yeah. Jonathan, what's your take on her legacy? What is it in the books you've written about her, two of them now, what is it that she's going to be remembered for?
I mean, she's the most accomplished woman in American political history. The first woman to win a major party's nomination for president, obviously one of several women secretaries of state, one of, you know, I think a couple of dozen women senators over time. This is somebody who really stands out, and not just necessarily for those things, but as one of the more competent people that's been in public life, at least on the governance side. And so she's got a legacy that will last. I mean, a year from now, people will still be talking about the politics of the moment. 50 years from now, children will be learning about her in history books.
It's interesting because it sounds like neither of you walked away from your two books on her with a negative feeling about her. Is that accurate?
I don't think that's accurate. I think we obviously feel like she's very competent in governance and in other areas. But I think, as this book points out, she's not the best manager. She's not the best candidate either. She was kind of a mismatch for the time.
I would rather sort of think of it as analysis of her rather than liking or disliking. It's we try very hard as reporters, and I think we're successful at this in the book in reporting what was going on and adding some analysis to that. And what Amy just said, I think, sort of hits the nail on the head. There are things that she's good at and things that she's bad at. And none of the book is really a values judgment in terms of whether she's a good person or a bad person, or the things she wanted to do were good or bad. It's more of an assessment of, what worked and what didn't.
Journalist Jonathan Allen writes a weekly political column for Roll Call, and journalist Amy Parnes, senior White House correspondent for The Hill, right here on 1320 WILS. The brand new book is Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. A lot more detail there from some of the top sources inside her campaign. Jonathan, Amy, it's been absolutely fascinating. Thank you for joining us on WILS.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.